AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. and Russian military chiefs have resumed contact following the destruction of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea after an encounter with Russian fighter jets. Sagar Magani has more.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says the drone likely sank in the deep Black Sea waters.
It probably broke up. There's probably not a lot to recover.
The $32 million Reaper would have had sensitive technology.
As normal, we would take, and we did, take mitigating measures. So we are quite confident that whatever was of value is no longer of value.
Milley says trying to recover the drone in roughly 5,000 feet of water would be hard for any nation. The Russians say they'll try. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Banking worries. Shares in Credit Suisse plunged today after its biggest shareholder, the Saudi National Bank, said it won't invest more money in the bank. And the AP has learned the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission have launched investigations into the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Lisa Dwyer has the latest now on one of the investigations into former President Trump.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer says the porn actor has met with prosecutors who were investigating hush money paid to Daniels on Donald Trump's behalf. Daniels says she had a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. Trump says it never happened. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen says Trump directed him to pay $130,000 in 2016 to keep the story quiet. Trump's current lawyer says the then-candidate was extorted.
Some 27,000 people in California remain under evacuation orders, 61,000 more warnings for possible flooding and landslides as the state's 11th atmospheric river moves on. It's left behind a mess, several miles of the Pacific Coast Highway closed down through Huntington Beach, south of L.A. And Governor Gavin Newsom says,
next week, potentially on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a 12th atmospheric river.
This is AP News. For the first time, scientists have created baby mice from two males. Ed Donahue has details.
Researchers in Japan took skin cells from the tails of male mice and transformed them. Their process converted male mouse stem cells into female cells and produced functional egg cells. They fertilized those eggs and implanted the embryos into female mice. About 1% of the embryos grew into live mouse pups. Researchers say the pups appear to grow normally and were able to become parents themselves in the usual way. The work was published in the journal Nature. This raises the distant possibility of using the same technique for people, but experts say based on the limited success for mice, no one knows if it would work for humans. I'm Ed Donahue.
And NFL news, quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll play for the Jets next season. He's just waiting for Green Bay to trade him. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.